Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Glory to God. Two words. We're not the same. I'm not the same coming back from Boston. That was a divine trip. That was a mission from God trip. You guys gave into it, so you get blessed with it as well. But this is what came from it, and I'm telling you, it is a dare, a spiritual dare, and a spiritual awakening. I'm telling you, and two words is what it's all about. Is anybody interested and ready for amazing things?
Yes.
How about adventure or maybe your destiny or God's plan or the will of God? Two words. How about victory, peace, or joy?
Yes.
Well, they all hang on two words. Interested in being steadfast and immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord?
Yes.
Then two words have to apply. And those two words are all in. Come on, let that just saturate. Saturate that steak a little bit. All in. I want your spirits to be just thinking, all in. Am I all in? Have I been all in? Were there times in my life where I was all in? What happened after I was all in? Amazing things follow all in. It's a commitment. It's a consecration that God always asks before he does mighty things. He always does. And mighty things are about to happen. So guess what the dare is right now? All in. I'm telling you, it's all in. One all in moment that I had was when I was coaching. I coached high school, college, and pro. And the most fun was high school. And this one particular job God told me to take, and I did. And it, you know, Candy and I were like, why are we taking this job? But we were led. And it was to have this story, I guess. And it's the story I call about the Smurfs, you know. And I was at this, I before the interview, I drove down to the field, and it was terrible. It's the worst field I ever seen. The fence was laying down, the weeds, and there was no stands. It was terrible. And I'm getting out of here. I'm going to ditch the interview. So I'm driving, and class gets out, and the kids start wanting, they trap me, so I can't get out. And then here come the athletic director, and hey, Chip! Oh, brother. And so somewhere in there I had to take it, and I took it. And I remember the superintendent saying, well, good luck, because you're going to need it, because it's going to be rebuilding. And I said, what do you mean rebuilding? I don't believe in rebuilding. I believe in winning right now. And he said, well, you're going to have to rebuild, because nine players, it takes the field in baseball, and eight of them were seniors, so they're gone. And the ninth one, he left, seeing the writing on the wall. So you have nobody with any experience. And so I said, well, all I need is nine. In other words, nine who will commit and go all in. And we'll have success. We're going to win sometime. I just need nine all in. God is searching to and fro, looking for one who will go all in. And he will show himself strong. He takes care of the amazing, not you. We got it backwards. We're trying to do the amazing. That's wrong. He does the amazing. Our part is the all in. Our part is seeking God first, not third or second or seventh. It's first. Then he takes care of all the other. And so, you know, because I said that, I had what I said. And we worked hard, man. I worked them, and they were all short, and that's why I nicknamed them the Smurfs. And they weren't very intimidating getting off a bus or, you know, in the dugout. And I only had 11 of them. So that meant if nine were out in the field, I only had two in the dugout with me, along with a math teacher who didn't want to be there. But that was his job, to be the assistant coach. But he was good with stats, so that helped. And so anyway, we worked them and worked them, and of course it got down to 11 because they weren't committed, and I only wanted the all-in ones, and it got down to that number. It's funny how God will do that with numbers, Gideon and different things. He's looking for the all-in, and then he does amazing things. Maybe that's what he's waiting on. And so, wait until I get to the Boston part. We go and we make the playoffs. Nobody knew us. We were the younger brother. No, you know, we never got any. But we make the playoffs and we play the number one team in the semifinals. And they barely beat us. I'm going to really shorten this version. And we lose at the play at the plate. And that team had won 3 consecutive state championships. They had like 47 in their dugout. And at one time during the game, the coach was so mad because we were beating them. He said, "Would you look over there and look at who's beating you? Look at them." And we're all like, smiling away, boys. Because, you know, our uniform, we're little. Not all the uniforms are smalls. So you got to do a lot of tuck and rolls and stuff. But boy, were they all in. That's what I'm trying to share with you on this. They were all in. So we lose that game. And we should have won that. We could have won that game. And that would have been a major, major upset. And so we go into the dressing room to address them, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy, not with them and their effort. I'm not happy at the result. And they weren't either. And it wasn't a cry fest. We were mad. And I remember, and I went in there, and I gave this speech. We got to do something. There's got to be something. This can't be it. This can't be we get to this point, and then we lose it. And then they're going to wear the rings that we're supposed to wear, and they're going to have the parade, and they're going to have the banner, and they're going to have all this. That's supposed to be ours. And then we had a moment, and it was an all-in moment. And this is what I want to challenge and dare you with. Have you had this moment? Because you're going to have this moment. This moment must happen to anybody who wants your breakthrough or whatever it is, the destiny and fulfillment of God's plan for you. You've got to have this moment. You can't go through life safely without this moment. You have to have it. So hang on to this, what I'm about to tell you. And I'm telling you, you have to have it spiritually. I experienced it. You have to have this moment. Every champion does. And we had that moment, and my shortstop said, "We can practice harder." And I said, "We practice hard." It's like Christians saying, "We can pray harder. We pray a lot." You see what I'm saying? And then another one says, "We can be more conditioned. We can run more sprints. We can be in better shape. We can practice morning and night." And all of a sudden, I'm hearing guys telling me what more we can do. And I said, "Do you guys really believe we can do this?" And that's when the shortstop got up and said, "Guys, look. Nobody believed that we would be here. Nobody. Our brothers, our parents, nobody. We were nobody, but here we are. We just about beat the team that nobody can beat." He goes, "I'm all in." He goes, "Coach, you got one who's all in." And then here they come. Until all 11. And we put our hand in there. And I remember looking at him. Golly. That victory happened right then. We started a legacy and a dynasty. Years later, I'm on a plane, and there's a guy reading the USA Today, and I'm just kind of not eavesdropping. I guess I am, but I could just see the paper. And there's an article on the top high school programs in the nation. And there was that school. But that school had never won before I got there. But it happened on this moment. That was an amazing thing, reading that in the USA Today on a plane, yeah. Right? Yeah. And see that and remember that. And it happened that moment. Yeah. Are y'all with me or not? Yeah. You have to have this moment. Yes. All in. All in. You can't play around anymore. Amen. You're not going to see it. You're not going to experience it. You have to have an all-in moment. Period. Seeking God first is all in. And then all these other things happen. We're wanting these things. It's like we're asking Him to follow us and our plans instead of us follow Him. We have to have it all in. We had that all in moment, and man, it went to smiles, and we walked out of that locker room champions. We hadn't even played the next year. You didn't want to play us the next year. Long story short, we won the next year. It was a great story. We run-rolled the team, and they actually quit. And we won that state the next year, and we won the year after, and the year after, and it was 6 years in a row we were in the state finals. And then that article that I was reading, 32 state championships since then. It's a legacy. It was a dynasty. It was a, but guess where it started? And I reminded them how hard we worked and what they told me we would do. Throwing up or whatever, they were all in. And then I find out that Washington, General George Washington, had Smurfs. I'm not lying. We just got back from Boston. And right before we went to Boston, there's this book laying on my table, and it's signed by Mom. And Mom, I think, got it from David Barton. It's signed somewhere. Oh, here it is. Dear son, I'm so glad you love to get books for gifts. Especially glad that you appreciate the history of our country's, in all capital words, freedom. Especially glad that you appreciate the history of our country's freedom. Love forever, Mom. It's called The Indispensables. And I began to read it. I said, Candy, I've got to read this to you. And you talk about timing. We're going to Boston. And so I began to read it. It's about a group of soldier mariners who shaped the country. It's just this group. And they were from a certain place. And they formed the Navy, the nation's first Navy. And they formed the very first Secret Service. And they performed the Boston Tea Party. And they won many, many amazing battles in the Revolution. But one of the greatest things they did was they rowed Washington across the Delaware. They were the ones who rowed the boat to get Washington in the dark, icy, freezing conditions. It was these guys. They were called Marbleheaders. Marbleheaders. But they were the toughest, bravest, most courageous men in the world, hands down. Why were they called Marbleheaders? Because they lived in, they were from Marblehead, Massachusetts. Things I'm telling you now, even people in Marblehead don't know. We experienced this, didn't we, Candy? They don't know. They had chills and started tearing up. They couldn't believe it. Why were they so tough and brave and courageous? Because Marblehead, Massachusetts, everything was based on fishing industry for their money. And there was a place up north, the Grand Banks, where they would go up and take these little schooners, these boats, and every year they would go up to the North Grand Banks, and they would, the weather was so treacherous, the waters were so treacherous, they would lose an average of 100 men a year. But there was more fish than anywhere in the world. And they became rich because of it, and stocked up on gunpowder because of it, and helped the American Revolution later because they came up with the slogan, it is liberty or death. They were the toughest. They learned, because of these tough waters and these conditions and the weather, they learned to work as a team. They learned to work together. They knew the importance of that. They knew their lives, they may not come home.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
It's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.